Welcome to All Angels Abbey. I'm James Michael Joyner, and I am joined today by Gene Kalaszewski, the curate at Grace Episcopal Church here in Portland, Oregon. Thanks for being with us today, Gene.
Oh, I'm super excited. Thank you for inviting me.
We've already had one take of this. this is our first time trying to do a call-in for the Daily Office, and so we'll see how it goes. This is Evensong for Wednesday in the second week of Easter. Earth Day, April 22nd, 2020, and this entire service is available visually online. You can go to allangelsabbey.org and click on Evensong, and you'll find the whole service there to follow along. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Alleluia. Oh, gracious light, pure brightness of the ever-living Father in heaven. O Jesus Christ, holy and blessed, now as we come to the setting of the sun, and our eyes behold the vesper light, we sing thy praises, O God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thou art worthy at all times to be praised by happy voices, O Son of God, O giver of life, and to be glorified through all the worlds. Now we'll move to our Psalms. Psalms 12, 13, and 14. The tone is tone one for the first one. Help me, Lord, for there is no godly one left. The faithful have vanished from among us.
Everyone speaks falsely with his neighbor. With a smooth tongue they speak from a double heart.
Oh, that the Lord would cut off all smooth tongues and close the lips that utter proud boasts.
Those who say with our tongue, will we prevail? Our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us?
Because the needy are oppressed and the poor cry out in misery, I will rise up, says the Lord, and give them the help they long for.
The words of the Lord are pure words, like silver refined from ore, and purified seven times in the fire.
O Lord, watch over us, and save us from this generation forever.
The wicked prowl on every side, and that which is worthless is highly prized by everyone.
How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me?
I have perplexity in my mind and grief in my heart day after day. How long shall my enemy triumph over me?
Look upon me and answer me, O Lord my God. Give light to my eyes, lest I sleep in death.
Lest my enemy say I have prevailed. Sorry, this one's harder for me.
That's good.
Lest my enemy say I have prevailed over him, and my foes rejoice that I have fallen.
But I put my trust in your mercy. My heart is joyful because of your saving help.
I will sing to the Lord, for he has dealt with me richly. I will praise the name of the Lord Most High. I think I'm still in the last one.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Right. Awesome.
And Psalm 14.
Oh, Lord.
Tone, here's a psalm chanting tip. Tone 3 has the first same three notes as She'll Be Coming Around the Mountain.
Oh, great.
I can't read music, and so it's I have to remember these little things.
I clearly can't read music either, so this is good.
She'll be coming. Okay. Yeah, so it's do 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 do. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. All are corrupt and commit abominable acts. There is none who does any good.
The Lord looks down from heaven upon us all to see if there is any who is wise, if there is anyone who seeks God. Ugh.
Good.
Yeah.
Everyone has proved faithless. All alike have turned bad. There is none who does good. No, not one.
Have they no knowledge, all these evil things, who eat up my people like bread and do not call upon the Lord?
See how they tremble with fear, because God is in the company of the righteous.
Their aim is to confound the plans of the afflicted, but the Lord is their refuge.
Oh, that Israel's deliverance would come out of Zion. When the Lord restores the fortunes of his people, Jacob will rejoice and Israel be glad. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, dear. I get to read now. Okay.
Yeah.
A reading from the Gospel according to John. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit. Because apart from me, you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. Here ends the reading. He that is mighty hath magnified me, and holds his name.
My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. For he hath regarded the lowliness of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty hath magnified me, and holy is his name, and his mercy is on them that fear him throughout all generations. He hath shown strength with his arm. He hath scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He hath put down the mighty from their seat, and hath exalted the humble and meek. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent empty away. He, remembering his mercy, hath opened his servant Israel, as he promised to our forefathers, Abraham and his seed forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. He that is mighty hath magnified me, and holy is his name.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven. And sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. That this evening may be holy, good, and peaceful,
we entreat thee, O Lord.
That thy holy angels may lead us in paths of peace and goodwill,
we entreat thee, O Lord.
That we may be pardoned and forgiven for our sins and offenses,
we entreat thee, O Lord.
That there may be peace to thy church and to the whole world,
we entreat thee, O Lord.
That we may depart this life in thy faith and fear, and not be condemned before the great judgment seat of Christ,
we entreat thee, O Lord.
That we may be bound together by thy Holy Spirit in the communion of the Blessed Virgin Mary and all thy saints, entrusting one another and all our life to Christ,
we entreat thee, O Lord.
Almighty and everlasting God, who in the Paschal mystery hast established the new covenant of reconciliation, grant that all who have been reborn into the fellowship of Christ's body may show forth in their lives what they profess by their faith. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Lighten our darkness, we beseech thee, O Lord, and by thy great mercy defend us from all perils and dangers of this night. For the love of thy only Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Keep watch, dear Lord, with those who work or watch or weep this night, and give thine angels charge over those who sleep. Tend the sick, Lord Christ, give rest to the weary, bless the dying, soothe the suffering, pity the afflicted, shield the joyous, and all for thy love's
Amen.
sake. Now the green blade riseth from the buried grain. We eat that in dark earth many days has lain. Love lives again, that with the dead has been. Love is come again, like wheat that springeth green.
In the grave they laid him, love whom hate had slain, thinking that never he would wake again. Laid in the earth, like grain that sleeps unseen, love is come again, like wheat that springeth green.
Forth he came at Easter, like the rising grain, he that for 3 days in the grave had lain. Quick from the dead, my risen Lord is seen. Love is come again, like wheat that springeth green.
When our hearts are wintry, grieving or in pain, thy touch can call us back to life again. Fields of our hearts that dead and bare have been, love is come again, like wheat that springeth green.
Of course, we chose this hymn today in honor of Earth Day, in honor of our beautiful planet and of the season where in our part of the world, life is springing up new. And so our prayers this day are especially with the whole creation and especially with those who are in power and authority, that they might be guided by a spirit of wisdom and justice and care as we seek new ways forward to live on this planet together.
Amen.
Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Alleluia. Alleluia. Get it, Gene.
Thanks be to God. Alleluia. Alleluia.
That's perfect. Landed it. Amen. Alleluia. Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation in the church and in Christ Amen. Jesus forever and ever. And thank you so much for praying. Thank you for praying with me today, Dean. It helps. I know it helps me feel a little anytime. Less lonely. So.
We'll figure out those psalms one of these days, I promise.
No, it's great. It's great. And God bless everybody listening. And we'll talk to
bye,
you friends. Soon.
You're welcome. Bye, right, James.
Thank you, Gene. Bye.